It's time to talk. It's Power Talk. Yes, the most electrifying conversation in the country.
Dr. White, we want to thank you, as always, for bringing us the best that Power Talk has to offer. You do such a tremendous job, and we are grateful in our community to have such a marvelous starting lineup at WAOK.
We provide the knowledge. You gain the power. Power Talk with Lorraine Jacques-White on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Welcome back to Power Talk, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Are we excited to have Hill Harper with us, author of many dynamic books? The one we want to focus on today is The Conversation: How Men and Women Can Build Trusting Relationships. Hill, you were making a point as we were going to the break.
Yes, well, you know, the caller called in, and she made a whole lot of different points, and I wanted to address a couple of them. Number one, you know, one thing I am very proud about this book, The Conversation, is that most relationship books are written directed exclusively towards women, but this book is written towards both men and women, because the idea is first to have the conversation, honest conversation. But she said that the person she gifted it to, the male she gifted it to, she believes he hasn't read the book. And, you know, at the end of the day, there are different things that we hopefully can use to help and encourage our partner or potential partners to do certain things, whether it's read a book or act in a certain way. And specifically as far as the book is concerned, we have conversation questions in the back of the book. And you can use those questions as lead jumping off point to talk about certain issues and hopefully stimulate them to want to read the book. Number two, she mentioned the fact that she felt that he was a liar and a cheater. And let's be very clear. Listen to me. If you have an intuition that the person that is a partner, potential partner you're with, is a liar and a cheater, then get out of the relationship. You know, you do not and should not stay in a relationship with someone that you feel is a liar and a cheater. There's a difference between trying to help and solve problems within a relationship versus, you know, just suggesting if someone is fundamentally at this point in their life treating women in a foul way, you know, that's someone you don't need to be with, and that's someone you should extricate yourself from. But at the same time, there's that value of having that honest conversation with yourself, with your partner, potential partners, and then the greater community.
You know, Hill, it is so difficult to, as you were saying, to bring up a conversation about, say, if you really like someone and you find out that they have some weaknesses. It's difficult to, people would rather be, let me put it this way, would rather
be. We all have weaknesses, okay? We all do. So just the premise, just the way you said that, suggests that the person, and in many cases women, try to act like they don't have weaknesses when it comes to relationships. Mm-hmm. We all have weaknesses.
But what I'm saying is people tend to want to be comfortable in what they are familiar with as opposed to getting out of that relationship and going into an arena that doesn't feel comfortable.
Completely agree with you. And because those relationships take on centrifugal force, and we have fears around being alone. We have fears around inadequacy. We have all these fears that come up. And oftentimes people would rather stick with something that is familiar, stick with what they know, even though it's not what they want. Ultimately, though, you know, you don't want to sugarcoat it. The next relationship you're going to be in is going to have problems as well.
You're right.
Every relationship is going to have problems and issues. But there's a way to go about attempting to deal with it so to at least ensure we're not bringing our own baggage into that new situation.
And I think a lot of women, Hill, and I'd like to hear your comment on this, when they look at somebody and they see, you know, somebody who's not able to tell the truth or somebody who is not always faithful, they will do a cost-benefit analysis and say, okay, well, he's not perfect, but nobody's perfect, no relationship is perfect. I'd rather have this flawed person than no person. But you say if we see lying and cheating, we should walk away. How do we reconcile those points of view?
Well, it's different. I'm talking about when I say lying and cheating, with, you know, obviously when you're within it, with you're in a relationship and you're doing those things. We all have done things and that we're not proud of. And you got to remember that men do that same cost benefit analysis. Let's be very clear. You know, men have an idea of what they want, and a lot of women, and you know, don't necessarily fit that.
Right.
But they're doing that same cost-benefit analysis, and in other words, quote-unquote, making sacrifices as well. You know, none of us meet anyone that we can check off every box that is that perfect person. And many of us, we do make choices and have done things that we're not proud of, and we do make mistakes in a relationship. So it's not just, I'm not saying just write someone off as soon as they make a mistake. I'm not saying that. But it felt to me that this is something that she'd been experiencing. Just the way she said it, it felt like she was saying, I've been experiencing this over time. He was a liar, and he was a cheater, and he was, you know, and it felt like that was the nature of their relationship. And I'm saying, you know, get out of that. Now, if you're going through bumps and bumpy times and, you know, this and that, then some things you can work through. Some things are deal breakers. But that's up to us as individuals to decide the difference.
I got you.
Hill, we appreciate you so much. We have to, the next time you're in Atlanta, I look forward to you coming into the studio again.
I cannot wait. And you all are so, so brilliant. And it's wonderful that you all are on the air and helping us in our community. And y'all, happy Valentine's Day. God bless you. And thank you for the support of the conversation. And anybody out there, follow me on Twitter. Twitter.com/Hill Harper. We're always having the conversation, at least through social media. So happy Valentine's Day and God bless.
And I'm going to tell Gigi Dixon you said hello.
Oh, God, Gigi, I love you. I'm going to see her at the Image Awards coming up in a few weeks, and I'm looking forward to that.
Appreciate you so much. Hill Harper, author of The Conversation, is a great, great read, and two of the best lawyers I know, Attorney DeVita and Attorney Janice Mathis. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. White. We love you.
Whatever you do, enjoy your day, and don't you ever allow anyone to force you to become less than your best. Peace.
Another fight. Things ain't right. Losing again. Takes a fool to lose twice. Start all over again. Think I better let it go. Looks like another love TKO. Oh. What you think about it, girl? Oh, yeah. Try to take control of the love. Love took control of me. Cause I lose all thought, sense of time.